Turkey is one of the most heavily traveled transit routes for illegal immigrants trying to enter the European Union from third world countries. Aid workers have seen large numbers of Africans appearing for the first time in the streets and ghettos of Istanbul. Fed up with being the targets of discrimination and police harassment, some of these Africans have banded together to try to improve their image and have a good time by playing soccer. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
The second annual African Community Soccer Championship is underway this month at a small stadium on a hilltop in Istanbul. Eight teams are competing, among them Nigeria, Senegal, Tanzania, and Congo. At this recent match between Ghana and Sudan, the players spoke a mixture of Turkish, Arabic, English, and Akan, one of Ghana's more than 70 ethnic languages, as they lined up to shake hands before the game. Each team was accompanied by raucous supporters like these Ghanaian women who waved their country's flag and sang songs. This is not your typical amateur soccer league championship, though. To start with, almost all of the players and fans here are illegal immigrants.
Of course, someone that is in a country without a residence permit is called illegal. So, majority of us, that's what we are.
Donald Sampson first organized this championship last year. The 23-year-old is himself an illegal immigrant from Nigeria.
The image of Africans in this country, most people pay a lot of attention to the negative side of it. We think by doing this, it's going to portray another image about us.
The presence of thousands of Africans in Istanbul is a relatively new phenomenon.
The harder it got to enter the European Union through legal and also illegal ways, the more Africans came to Turkey to use Turkey as the transit country to enter the European Union.
Behzad Yagmayan is the author of an upcoming book on illegal migration through Turkey. He says most of the Africans in Istanbul were trying to escape poverty, unemployment, and conflict in their home countries when they unwittingly got stuck here. Yagmayan says Turkey does not have the resources either to deport or to support these illegal immigrants.
There are no resources, there is no money. Africans, migrants as a whole, suffer from poverty, lack of food, lack of medicine and healthcare. And of course, there are millions of Turks that suffer from the same problems.
Standing on the sidelines at the Ghana-Sudan game was Rashid Adebayo, a 24-year-old Nigerian who says he has been spat upon, sworn at, and briefly deported during his last 3 years in Turkey.
It's not easy. Because if you can see, most of us, we don't have job, so it's very difficult for us.
Though he dreams of one day playing professional soccer in Europe, Adebayo has had to settle for leading the local Nigerian team to victory in last year's championship, something he hopes to repeat again this year. His biggest challenge may come from the Ghanaians, who scored goal after goal against Sudan, winning 9-0. Even the deafening call to prayer from a neighboring mosque could not dampen the crowd's enthusiasm. Ghana's coach, a man who called himself Al-Haji, celebrated his team's victory.
Today we want to prove to them that we are the giants of Africa and we are the giants of Istanbul also. This competition, we promise everybody in Istanbul that we are going to take the cup.
And so, for a fleeting moment, the stress and humiliation of living clandestinely in a foreign city faded away. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.